Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
You may have mental health, not be aware. Even people around you may not know there's a mental health around you. And I believe the support should come first within the families. That's why I like when it's about mental health within the families. How is it managed?
New name, same scars, fresh start. Some nights heavy, some nights bright. We carry whole homes in our minds. Talk it out, let it breathe. Every voice has something to teach. Between two worlds.
Kia ora whānau and welcome to another podcast from this series, Between Two Worlds, which we are talking about a lot of topics that impact our mental health and doing awareness there. I have a great guest here in the studio today. Antoinette, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
It's been a long time we didn't see each other.
Yes, right. We've been busy.
I know. Well, it's really great to see you, Antoinette, and appreciate making time to have these conversations together. So if I start this with my guest, like if I give you the mic to introduce yourself,
okay,
how you'd love to introduce yourself?
Okay. Okay, thank you for having me. As I said, it is a bit short notice, so I'm not sure how much I'm prepared. So, my name is Antoinette Omugwaneza. I came here as a refugee. I was born in Rwanda, and I'm married. I'm a mother of five. I have four girls and one son, and I'm currently working for Red Cross as a settlement lead.
Right. Wonderful. And you settled here in Palmerston North?
Yes, I'm based in Palmerston North. That's where I've been since I came. That's the only city I know.
Beautiful. Yeah. Awesome. So today we are covering a topic which is mental health within the families. So to start deep dive into these questions, I want to ask you, how important is the family for you?
I think the family is very important, especially when you are a refugee and you are lucky to have a family. It's very important to have a family around you, and especially because as a mental health can kick in time, it's good to have people who knows you, who can support you in that kind of situation.
Right. So until you mentioned that you came from Rwanda as a refugee. So when we talk about mental health, every culture or people have different understanding. How you understand mental health, how we, let's say, define it, or what is mental health to you?
I think for me, mental health is when people are not coping well. It can have different symptoms. I believe like some people may not sleeping well, may not being aggressive, may withdraw, and for me, mental health is when you don't do things you should do. Sometimes it can be big or small, but it's very important to know when you have a mental health.
That's right.
Yeah, and for my culture, it's maybe it's called in different ways. Some people may feel like a psychological breakdown, or it has different meanings or different names.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so in this, how in your culture, let's say, how we sometimes, how we will understand that our people, our community, they have such a problem, but we don't call it mental health. We call it something else. So how we do support such a people, like, do you have any experience or examples to share, like about kind of scenarios that?
I'm not sure how I can I identify it or call it, because it depends. You may have mental health, not be aware.
That's right.
Even people around you may not know there's a mental health around you. To me, what I may describe, it's just when you see someone is not doing things, like if someone is not going to work, is not going to study, is not doing something at home. So that is, to me is mental health. It's you are not doing things that should be. Yeah, I don't know how I can
kind
explain
of like
it.
Usual normal of the life.
Yes, right? Yes, yeah. Right. And I believe people who are around you will be the best person to know something's not right. That's why for me, when I talk about mental health within families, I think they'll be the first people to see something's not right.
Mm.
Maybe when you are working, you may be busy working, focused on your work, but at home is what is the best space where people can see something's not right.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you see like the role of the family member as the first responder? Or maybe they're the best who know, if I can say. Do you think they know or not? The family is the first one. What's the rule, actually, of family?
I find the family has a very important role to play.
Uh-huh.
Because to me, I'm a mother of five with my husband. And I believe I'm the best support. So... Uh-huh. As the mom, maybe I need support to support my children when I see something's not right. Mm-hmm. But someone outside is good support. But for me personally, I believe the support should come first within the families. That's why
yes.
I like when you say about mental health within the families. How is it managed? Mm. So, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because I think... The family is the place where we spend most of the time, maybe, when we grow, when we know each other, when we are connected to family members by love, by care. So in this case, when it's come to, let's say, scenario, I think you also have a great experience of working with many settlement communities and many other different. So when it's come to mental health and the family also resettling in New Zealand, how do you think the challenges the family can face between supporting the family members and also trying to resettle in New Zealand? What do you think this can...
From my experience working with other refugee background, I can see it's very similar because in special like people who came without families, I find they struggle more. That's why for me, I find the family reunification is so important. Yeah, I'm very sensitive about family reunification. When I see people who came here without any family members, those people will suffer much more because they'll be relying on the system, on the support from the system, maybe a system that's not always having enough tool to know the culture of that person. So that's why for me, family reunification is something very sensitive to me. Because I have seen from my experience working other people who came from refugee background, how those people who don't have enough support has struggle much more. So, yeah, within families, people can support each other.
Right.
Yeah. But they still need to know where to get support as well.
Absolutely.
Professional support.
That's right. Mm. I like that. I think because I relate, because I come as a family reunification.
Okay.
And you brought me just the experience before I came here. There was every day call coming from my mother just to check on me, how things. And it is hard when you are other side of the world and waiting for those decisions and papers.
Yeah.
And also, like, yes, there's a lot of family who came here without external support. They can't see themselves either lost or lack of support, despite there's a lot of nice services from government available. But I think the role of family, it's definitely awesome.
Yeah.
And within that, Antonio, when we talk about within the families, are we also talking larger community, how it's important, the role of community here?
I think for me, what I want to say, if there's a problem in the families, you will go to someone who knows already how the culture, your Rwandan culture works, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You won't go to the Western system straight away because they may not understand exactly what you want through and also how they can culturally support you.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. I don't know how you...
Yeah, it's beautiful. No, you said it very nicely. Well, well, cool. So, if, this is really interesting, Anthony. I think it's good perspective what you're bringing here. So, do you think in New Zealand, when families face issues in mental health, is the support enough? Do we have support around the families?
There's a support around, but I think it could be better. It could be better for me. There's people who are very keen, very open to support, but I believe they need to know much more, to understand much more about the trauma, the experience people went through, because they may want to help them in a kind of different culture, in Western culture. Why maybe it's not working for me as a woman, as a mother, as a, I think the support is there, but I think there's still a lot of work to do on mental health support.
Right. Yeah.
And also about the barrier of communication, language. Sometimes you go there, there's no communication barrier, still an issue in some places, but it's much better than before.
Absolutely. No, this is wonderful. I think it's something great what you're sharing with us, Antoinette. I think it's awesome. So if I ask you this, what will be your message for the families who are maybe struggling now with their mental health?
The message, I think, for people struggling with mental health, the message for me is just to be aware if you have a problem, to look for support. Don't just stay there and waiting for someone to support you. You have to fight for yourself. Yeah, be aware something's not right. Talk to someone, someone within your family or someone in your community. Talk to a friend. But mental health is serious, yeah, because if you don't work on it, it can be very bad. So that's the message I want to say.
This has been great conversation, Antoinette. And now I want to jump onto the second theme of this podcast, which is about the culturally safe support spaces. So what makes a space culturally safe in your perspective?
I think to make to create a cultural safe space is just to, for people who are supporting, to learn more about people that are supporting. Yeah, they have to learn much more how those people, what kind of support they need. Kind of be the, let the person who have a mentor to lead the support. Yeah, listen much more to them. Because you may want support in that way when they want to be supported in the other way. So to me, that's something I'm finding maybe missing. Yeah, to know the cultural, the refugee background of the person, the trauma people went through, and not always put all the people in the same same shoes. They are different. They are refugees, but they may have been in different experiences. Before you support them, listen. Yeah, culturally, culturally, and even the experience they went through. Yeah, so I think there should be more listening to them before even they find another support. Listen to them, then support them.
That's right.
Yeah, that's how,
Nice, that's nice. And so as a service providers, so if they want to do more like to listen to them and things, what do you think, what do we advise, what kind of communication they should? Because I think some of them, maybe they are afraid to ask the question about their belief, their cultures and things. What they are, what kind of communication should the service providers do with the person who needs? Should they?
I think for me personally, I don't like when people ask me a lot of questions. I prefer maybe tell them, tell me more about you.
Right.
So people can start, maybe I may want to talk more about me, talking about as a mother, or I may want to start to talk about as a wife, or I want to take as a, this one. So let people lead it, lead the support. okay? Because you may want me to help me as a woman, or I want to be helped as a mother. So for me, I believe when you want to support someone culturally, listen to that person. Tell me more about you.
Right.
What makes you feel happy?
Yeah,
what worries you the most?
Beautiful.
If I say I'm worried more about people I left behind, that's, don't worry about this one. That is my worry. So any worry should be taken seriously.
Yes.
Yeah. And not always want me to be grateful because I'm here.
Mm.
I'm grateful. It's a winning lotto to be here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Definitely winning lotto. But I don't want people to tell me my worry is small.
Yeah,
any worry is important.
Absolutely, love that.
I don't know.
No, it's very beautiful. So I think putting them into the driver's seat or let them lead that while you provide the space.
Yes,
make it to listen.
Listen
to see
more.
Maybe sometimes, because when we listen to people, sometimes they have the solutions.
Mm.
They say it, but it's all about the person to break it down. Say, great, you want to do this, but 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
So that's the support.
Yeah, lead them, lead it, give you the solution and say, you want to do this, how do you do this?
Mm.
But you tell them, do this. No, let them lead it.
Yeah. Nice. So in that one, this theme about, what do you think about community can play a role into making safe cultural space?
The community
led initiative,
I think it's very important. Very, very important. Very important. I think you need to work whatever those support services they are. They should know more other support in the community so they can work side to side.
That's right.
Yeah, with the community, community leaders.
Yeah.
Some people may not like it to be working with the community. That's fine. But if you try to bring the community in the support, it will make a big difference.
Yes.
Yeah, because like those services, like if I talk about Red Cross, I'm working with Red Cross. We support people for 1 year, maximum maybe 2 years if there's some complex cases. But communities, they'll be there all the time.
Mm, right.
Yeah, so it's very important the community to be supported so they can support their community members.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Well, that's awesome. So in this, coming to the end of this podcast, but I really want to feel like I still want to talk to you with hours about this.
I think I have said enough.
Robert, I already took a lot of your time. I appreciate you, Antonio.
Thank you.
Been great sharing about both themes, the first one about families and this. So maybe the last one, what would be your message to those people who is watching and listening to us?
I think people who are watching this, as I said before, family is very important for your mental health, your friends. Reach out for help. And also, when I say a cultural thing, does not mean you need to keep on holding on your culture because you still need to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to know and keep learning what support is around you because there's a lot of support there. We are not on our own. People cares. Someone cares somewhere.
I love that. Someone's care. Someone is there.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful message. It's a great way to end this podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I appreciate your time again and your wisdom and all the insights you shared with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, team. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And we look forward to see you with another guest and another podcast in this series. Thank you for watching. And leave us a comment if you have comments. Kakite. Bye-bye.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.